This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio.
Let's talk about. Love is a wind-up, love is a headache. Yeah, you can be in love when you ain't even ready. Love is a drama, love is a battle. Love can be sweet and it tastes sour. Love is a word that we like to use, even if we don't mean it. Even if we don't mean it. I said, even if we don't mean it. Even if we don't mean it. Laughter. I got show man by my mother and father. Love is lying, love is cheating. Love says goodbye when it's greeting. Love is pain, love is laughter. I got show man by my mother and father. Love is lying, love is cheating. Love says goodbye when it's greeting. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Love is pain, love is laughter. I got show man by my mother and father. Love is lying, love is cheating. Love says goodbye when it's greeting. Love is pain, love is laughter. I got show man by my mother and father. Love is lying, love is cheating. Love says goodbye when it's greeting. Love is pain, love is laughter. I got show man by my mother and father. Love is lying, love is cheating. Love says goodbye when it's greeting. Love is pain. Love is laughter. I won't show that I'm a revolver. Love is lying. Love is cheating. Love says goodbye when it's greeting. Love is pain. Love is laughter. I won't show that I'm a revolver.
Let's go.
let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
That's How Long Can I Wait by Sista Bliss featuring Wiley. Collaboration of the year for me. If you know about Faithless, the massive dance act, then you'll know who Sista Bliss is. And if you know about anything, you'll know who Wiley is. Put them together. Big tune, that. It's got elements of, like, Afrika Bambaataa in it for me. Like, really early 80s stuff. We've got a very, very special guest co-host in the studio today. It's, like, the third one in as many weeks now. We had Louis the Third first. Then last week we had six. No, we've had this is the fourth.
Yeah.
Because the week after we had six, and after that we had Marcel Somerville from Love Island and Blazing Squad.
Yeah.
This week we have Grime MC Laughter joining us in the studio.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm happy to be back at FUBAR.
Yeah, no, it's really good to have you back. You've been in how many times now?
I think twice.
Yeah, right. Twice before, yeah.
You were with
yeah.
Harriet Rose on her show once, weren't you?
Exactly. So she's it's great. Nice to be on your show for once, Mike.
It's good to get eased in with Harriet, though, isn't it? Because my show can get quite weird.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
In a good way.
In a good...
Yeah, depending on what your definition of good is.
Ah.
Yeah. But we'll see how it goes. Your introduction doesn't really do you justice. Do you know what I mean? I said Grime MC Laughter, but there's so much more to you than that, isn't there?
I think so, yeah.
I'd say so. You've got a very interesting story. You're Lebanese.
Yes.
But born in Nigeria.
Yes. You've done your research.
I can read and things. Tell us... How is that?
How? Well, the myth is wrong. I didn't just, you know, arrive on a plane in my mum's tummy and just fall there. So a lot of people ask me that. No, I literally grew up there. Like, I've got ancestors, generations that were born there, like my mum's side, my dad's side. And yeah, my dad, when he was alive, he owned businesses and stuff. And then, things started to get bad, unfortunately. So we had to come to England. Yeah. So that's why I'm here, actually.
Fair play. Yeah. Fair play. And... it's interesting because I don't know if you've ever seen The Matrix.
Yes, I have.
Right. So you know Hugo Weaving that plays Agent Smith?
Yes.
He actually was raised in Nigeria as well.
Ah.
You know what I mean?
How come? Do we know? Why?
I think his parents might have done business over there as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's two...
Well, I presume he moved to Australia when he was quite young because his accent is very Australian now.
Yeah, yeah. Unless he watched like nothing but Home and Away from Lagos. I reckon he probably did move to Australia at some point.
That's what it is, yeah.
And has music been a big part of your life, you know, as far as performing goes, since, you know, for a long time, or is it something that's quite a recent venture?
No, I kind of grew up on a estate, and when we were bored, I guess that's all we used to do. Everyone used to just spit bars and clash each other.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be the person that used to watch and hype up the crowd. And then eventually I was like, I need to start writing my own bars. And yeah, so I've always had music and listened to music and loved music, like Missy Elliott, Wiley, Dizzy, So Solid Crew. I used to bang their music out, you know what I mean? And then, yeah, man, I just feel passionate about music. So I think it's just stuck with me. And then when my dad passed away, I was like, you know what? Life's too short. Like, just follow your dreams. So I just kept going consistently for about 5-6 years. And then only recently, like, things have started to happen in the forefront, because in the background I've been grinding, you know what I mean, for years.
Perfect time to get into that, because things are definitely starting to happen and have been for a while now. You're signed to Control Management, who also look after acts like Lethal Bizzle and Lady Likes.
Yeah.
And I was just saying to Nadia, the sort of queen of the outfit, that she takes L's, but she doesn't take L's. Do you know what I mean? Like, you've all got the initial L. And, you know, there's something, maybe that will kind of surface from that one day. Do you know what I mean? But for now, yeah, you are signed to Control Management, and you are about to embark on your first headline show.
Yeah,
quite soon. Yeah,
exactly. So I'm about to drop an EP as well. That's going to come out next month, and then the headline show taking place 25th of June. It's in association with AIM and War Child. So incredible. Whatever tickets we make, some of the money's going to go to the charity, which is really good. And I love like providing for charities and stuff. That's something I do in silence. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I'm going to have like a few, you know, surprise guests and that coming out. Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm working hard for it.
Yeah. Amazing. I was just about to ask who some of the guests were going to be, but you've let me know. You've let me know. The new artist called Surprise.
Well, C. Kane's actually supporting, so she's going to be opening up.
Brilliant.
Just before, so she's a sick female artist.
And have you done a lot of support sort of slots yourself? I feel, you know, I don't know how sort of important you see that as when it comes to like the nurturing of a performing act, should I say. Have you sort of done a lot of support acts yourself, or is this kind of, are you in at the deep end now? Is this like, is your first headline show one of the first kind of live performances?
Nah, I before I came into the forefront, I was doing a lot of open mics. I was just throwing myself in the deep end from then. That's what I called the deep end.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's always performance. Yeah. I suppose you're always performing, yeah.
But then I started putting on my own events as well. And I was putting on all the female acts because I was doing an event called Female Hype. And I had Miss Banks, Steph London, Paigey, Lady Likes. I had everyone on the show. And then I'd perform a song or two on there as well. So, and then I've been abroad. I've been in New York and performed. I've been in Oslo and performed. I've been in Vienna this year. Mm-hmm. So it's all preparing me to perform for my headline show for sure.
Brilliant. Well, let's get into a song now. It's Michael Payne with my special guest co-host Laughter. You're listening to FUBAR Radio. We're going to be back on the other side of this.
Early this morning, when when you knock the barman door. And I say, hello, Satan. I believe it's time to go.
You gotta pay for things that you've done wrong. I got a big bill coming. At the end of the day.
It's Early This Morning by Everything Is Recorded, featuring Giggs and, of course, the voice of Gil Scott-Heron, I'm sure, who the sample belongs to as well.
Yeah, from Me and the Devil.
But it would have been on XL, so they've literally just gone back in their back catalogue and sampled their own shit. That's gangster.
Well, we looked last week at their back catalogue, and why wouldn't
incredible.
You if you had the viewer on XL? They've
XL got, Records, wow. Best label ever. Mm. Ever, 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 ever. Honestly.
Yeah,
I'd give an arm to be signed to that label.
Yeah, they're doing well. I don't know if you saw Nines releasing his album.
I think he's the most recent signing,
going back,
XL.
Like Prodigy,
White Stripes, Jack White.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah, Dizzy Rascal, obviously, mm-hmm. Giggs, Adele at some point.
Oh, yeah, she was.
Wow.
So, their
legacy is incredible. Incredible.
They don't sign bad people. They've got constantly everyone's good that's on XL.
Even the acts that have been like, you know, kind of one hit wonders, the Golden Silvers, amazing,
man. Yeah, sometimes you only need one hit and that's enough.
This is true.
Yeah,
it's
for
enough,
real.
This is true.
Keep
this
it moving.
Yeah. Yeah, you can get in touch with us if you want to send a shout out to Laughter, who joins me as my special guest co-host, by emailing hump@fubarradio.com or just send us a tweet at FUBARradio. 520, we've got comedians, 520 thereabouts,
ish.
We've got comedians Max and Ivan joining us, and 530-ish. So say about
6:59.
We've got grime legend Dirty Danger joining us in the studio as well. Very brave putting him in the very last. Brave putting a grime MC in the very last segment of a show.
I'm quite nervous, but I'm fully prepared that he'll be at like 5:50 and he'll come in for the last bit. We'll go, thanks so much for joining us, and that's it. Bye.
I have faith.
Do you?
Yeah.
Let's put it down. Laughter. What time do you think?
Yeah, let's have a bet.
What time will he arrive?
What time is he meant to be here? Tell me.
He's supposed to be here for 5:30 to get on air for like 5:35, let's say. But what time do you think he will
arrive? I think he'll be here at 5:30.
Oh, okay.
You think 5:30?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm going to put some faith in him as well. He's a veteran in this.
Okay.
He's obviously turned up for radio sets on time, like back in the day. Mm. You miss that, you know.
Yeah.
Your subs are gone. So
you're going to say 5:30.
I'm going to say he's going to be on time.
I'm going to say 5:25 then. And he's
what? So if you're listening, Dirty Danger, please, by positive reinforcement, you won't let us down.
Exactly.
talk to us about Flex, Laughter.
Flex is my brand new single.
Yep.
It's the new one off the upcoming EP, and it features two grime veterans, Mango from Roll D and Double S.
Uh-huh.
He's the Flow Father.
Absolutely.
And yeah, it's produced by Rasai, who brothers with Big Six
of
and
course.
All them lot.
Used to be in Heavy Trackers.
Yes, he used to be in Heavy Trackers, exactly. So, yeah, man, he produced a banger, just got the tune together, got in studio with all of them, and, yeah, we shot the video, so it's out. And, yeah, it's been really exciting, actually, because the song seems to be picking up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's and grime.
I think I've just got a clue as to a couple of special guests at your headline show, though. Just saying. Let's get into some stories. I told you that this show is weird.
Mm.
In a good way, Natalie said.
It is a good way.
You decide, Laughter.
Okay.
Let's get into our first story. So a man, he's lost $1.8 million in a farting lawsuit.
Oh.
Yeah. I told you.
What, is this a real story?
This is a real story.
It's real.
Okay.
A man filed a lawsuit claiming he was bullied when his boss repeatedly farted in his face.
Oh.
A $1.8 million negligence case by David Hingst against his former employer has been rejected by Victoria's Supreme Court, with the judge accepting that farting in the office is not bullying and just part of Australian humour. Hinks alleged his supervisor repeatedly abused him, including by holding him down and farting on him. He claimed it resulted in depression, anxiety, and physical injuries. Oh, physical injuries. That's the one I'm a bit confused
what
about.
How could a fart damage you?
Well, if he's holding him down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, it's the holding down, not the fart itself. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Unless they put a little flame next to them.
Yes, true.
Hinkst alleged to the court that his supervisor, Greg Short, would lift his bum and fart on or at him, sometimes daily. Short said there may have been some cultural misunderstanding because Hinkst was German and didn't really understand that farting was just an Australian way of joking around. The court heard that Hinkst labelled Shorty Mr. Stinky and at one stage sprayed him with deodorant. After listening to all the testimony, the judge ruled in favour of the company that farting was not a form of bullying and Hinkst lost his case.
I would consider that a form of bullying if someone farted on me every day. Would you not, Laughter?
100%. I think it is bullying. It sounded like it had gone on for ages and the person clearly wasn't happy that it was happening.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be funny after a while.
No.
Especially if it caused, and it genuinely caused, mental illness, which isn't a soft topic, you know, it shouldn't be taken lightly.
Yeah. I want to read like Australia's version of the, like, you know, the Declaration of Independence, where, you know, it says, you know, like in the you know, the American one, you know, the right to bear arms and all that stuff, you know, like, is that really part of Australian culture? Is there somewhere where it's written down that farts are actually kind of permitted and encouraged?
I don't think I'm liking Australia now. If they're saying that's Australian humour, I don't think fart humour's that funny. I think we've moved on from them. But if what they're saying is, yeah, it's fine, it's part of Australian humour, it's our culture, I'm not going there if I'm going to be farted on.
Yeah.
Have either of you been to Australia?
No. I've never been to Australia, and they're not really selling it to me with this story.
There's no farting story, no.
There's no hurry.
If that's part of the culture, and, you know...
I forgot. Our assistant producer, Hannah, is Australian.
An Australian in the house, actually. Hannah, do you want to come in for a second?
Yeah, please.
I want you to talk to us about...
I couldn't really understand why she was giving me a finger. And I was like, oh, yeah, she's Australian. She's Australian.
Hannah, grab a mic.
Grab that mic, Hannah.
So talk to us about, like...
First of all, you better not fart on anybody here ever.
Don't be worried, I won't. I won't do that, it's fine.
Is that commonplace in Australia?
I'd say it goes with, like, the general, like, humour,
for
sure. But I would, like, if someone did that at me, at work every day, I'd be pissed off.
And can I ask a quite deeply personal question? Is that why you left Australia?
Yeah, I'm escaping.
Are you technically a refugee?
Yeah, save me.
How many times
Hashtag
How many times, Hannah, were you farted on in Australia? Like, was it a common thing that I have to go?
What are the stats?
Yeah. I don't know. Me personally?
Yeah.
I mean, I never suffered from this a lot personally, but I can definitely see that happening in the workplace. Like,
damn.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And
no wonder so many, you know, teachers come over here and that.
Yeah.
You know? The headmasters and that. The headmaster of school just running up in the class farting on them. Is that why there are so many Australian teachers in the UK?
Maybe they actually are.
We could have uncovered something.
So many people I know that are Aussie over here are all teachers.
Fleeing. Whoa. Just literally fleeing their homeland.
But maybe the kids are farting on them at school.
Yeah.
Not
all angles. Yeah. Superiors and kids. And there's lots of kids and kids...
Yeah, because this boss is presumably may or may not have children, and if he's going around farting, he's going to bring his kids up to think that's okay. It's a whole new generation of farty bosses.
Wait, did it say what type of company it was?
No,
they
it didn't.
No.
I wonder.
Yeah,
I wonder if it was like a fun, like, creative company, or if it was like they're in suits and ties, and he's like got him pegged on the ground
every day.
Do you know what I mean? That's a very different visual to like a creative company.
It's like a scene from Wolf of Wall Street. It's got to be the stock exchange.
Yeah, something.
I reckon that's what it is. That's where they're the most kind of.
They're
rambunctious is a good word.
Bored,
done
like hanging
today.
Out for Friday drinks.
Yeah.
Like they just got to get through the day
farting
by farting
on your colleagues. Doing coke in the toilets and then coming out doing cocaine farts on your colleagues. Whatever
I don't even
those
know
are.
What they
I just
are.
Made that
not,
up.
Yeah.
What I just made that
I've
up.
I've not ever heard that term before. Thank you, Hannah.
Don't
cheers,
you
Hannah.
It.
And yeah, if you want to sort of sign in or log into, no, should I say, check out the GoFundMe page. We're actually raising some money for Hannah to get counselling for being. farted on repeatedly.
For the fartgate.
That's an interesting one. That is a very interesting one. Let's move on, though, to quite close to Australia, China, where public toilets have Wi-Fi and facial recognition. Don't know why they need facial recognition.
Well, find out. Read on, yeah.
Two cities in China have installed a raft of technology in some of their public toilets as part of a nationwide campaign to improve the quality of public loos, dubbed the Toilet Revolution in Chinese media. Facial recognition equipment has been installed at a public toilet at a sports centre. Each person scanning their face received 40 centimetres of toilet paper from a dispenser. The aim is to stop each user taking too much and crack down on the theft of paper.
How much is 40 centimetres?
Just a bit longer than a ruler.
I mean, I'm not saying that you always need, but you may need more than that at any time.
Definitely. That's a bit stingy.
I feel like I use more than that just to do anything. Burn my nose in the toilet.
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It better be some strong tissue.
Yeah. This is it. Some sensors in toilet cubicles will also issue an alert. Sorry, we'll also issue an alert to an attendant if somebody has been inside for more than 10 minutes.
Oh my God.
No, that's not nice.
No. That's mad.
I don't agree with this.
No.
The toilets have received more than 20,000 people since the facilities opened in January, and they also provide free Wi-Fi and mobile phone chargers.
Useful. Mobile phone can be useful in a toilet, maybe. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but it's contradicting because... You're not allowed to spend time in there, so it's not like you're going to be in there for ages on your phone.
How much can you charge in 10 minutes? Put it on airplane mode.
And get to shitting.
Exactly.
And get your 40 centimetres of toilet paper, wipe your ass, get out.
You can't do
Make sure you wash your hands. You
but I still don't get the facial recognition thing.
I think it's to prove that there's no bots.
If you read on, it's because they don't want people stealing the toilet. So they don't want people keep going in there. They'll be like, oh, you've come in for a third time.
But hey, did you like my joke about bots? Botties. Fuck's sake, man.
Yes, you're right. You're right.
A screen on the wall shows the temperature. A screen on the wall shows the temperature to show how long each cubicle has been occupied.
Oh, my God.
A deputy head at the district's Environment and Sanitation Bureau said, through the toilet revolution, we want to change residents' concept about public conveniences and improve living conditions. What? Most of China's public toilets do not provide paper, in part because of...
Oh, my God!
I never knew this. They're places I don't really want to travel to all of a sudden in this show.
No toilet paper at all.
That sounds awful.
Oh, my God.
There's people that have... what's it called? That tummy... condition.
IBS.
Yeah, the IBS.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for them if they have it out there.
Yeah. In China, they got to have their own toilet paper at all times in China.
And more fundamentally, there's people that just did a shit and need to wipe their bum.
Yeah, it's true.
They're trying to make you not have a shit.
This is true. Piss up. Well, number one,
they don't
want
it stinking out.
Mm. Yeah.
That's probably why.
Mad thing.
Yeah.
Chinese media reported last year that dispensers in toilets at the Temple of Heaven tourist site in Beijing had been fitted with facial recognition technology to stop people lining up multiple times to steal toilet paper.
So that's why. So that if you go there once, you're like, you let in, you get your 10 minutes, you're kicked out. And then, but if you go back again,
you can't come back.
You can't come in.
Say if you have IBS.
Yeah, that's not allowed.
Or you have a urine infection.
Yeah, it's true.
That is so fucked up.
Yeah.
I hope that don't spread in China.
Say if you're a twin.
Yeah, that's hard. For real.
You've got to decide who shits their pants.
Yeah. I don't like the idea of going in there and then seeing how long everyone else has been in there. And like, I don't want people to know how long. I hope it's free toilets, because I have to admit, if I have to pay for a toilet at a station, which I hate doing, but I like to take my time. I'm in there, I like have a little sit down, have a look at my phone, have a little look in the mirror, because you're like, I've paid 50p for this, I'm not in and out here.
Yeah, exactly. It's a it's a form of control, though. For me, I think deeper. That's too controlling.
Yeah, that is the most fascist toilet I've literally ever heard of.
Mm. So if you're in there over 10 minutes, no matter what you're doing, an attendant will come in and kick you out.
That is mad.
Yeah.
I bet it's the same guy that works on the trains in Japan. You know the ones that push you on if the trains are too rammed. Have you seen them?
No, I haven't.
Have you not seen when the trains get packed in? I think it's either Japan or China, but it's somewhere in the Far East. But like guys, literally, the station attendants on the platform push customers right into the, they pack them in. It's incredible.
What's it, a standing train rather than sitting?
A lot of people are standing. Yeah, you're not even, I don't even know if you can, you're probably floating, you know what I mean? You could be levitating if you're
Matrix.
Honestly, I think only the people nearest to the doors are actually standing. Everybody else has been pushed so far in.
I wouldn't get on that train.
I don't
like the tube when it's rush hour and busy. So thought of travelling on a train like that when you're packed in,
it's mad. I hate the underground at certain times. I can only use it off peak. I get genuine panic attacks.
Cool. Well, why don't we get into a track? And
I've made
a little game for you.
Like, yes! Back in game!
But let's play Flex.
Hey.
Wrestling the lab, that's the wickedest sound. Show off, flex. And it's all God's work, so I guess man's blessed. The man I wanna rally with the devil instead. You mean I get mad, that's mad, dead. He try standing the pattern and the way man flex. Try free my ting just like Lava said.
Don't pray.
Yes, man said booking me was a no-no. Some of them's pattern my ting, I got my own though. Sold out my own show instead. Flex. Man, I made bread. Now they wanna holler and now they wanna bread. But John, I sleep, man, gone like a bed. Yes, work for everything I get. And I get money, but me not touch it. Sometimes we bossy, some of us flex. Yes, work for everything I get. And I get money, but me not touch it. Sometimes we bossy, some of us flex. Yes.
Flex on them reflex. Flex on them reflex. And I roll deep like manga. I'm tropical like Uganda. Name's laughter, but it's not banter. I just thunder dust, cha-cha samba. Man wanna know my vision, so they wanna try jump on my rhythms. Cause they can't believe my work rate, so they questioning how I'm winning. Man wanna bring it, but I never got help. I put on 4 sold out shows by myself. Ask them girls in the scene, they would tell. When I charted 2 EPs, gonna sell. Best dressed, when I jump on mic, girl, I stress. It's viral when I post sex. Rude kid knows my flex.
Yes, work for everything I get. And I get money, but me not touch it. Sometimes me bossy, some of us flex. Yes, work for everything I get. And I get money, but me not touch it. Sometimes me bossy, some of us flex. Yes.
Flex on them reflex. Flex on them reflex.
The name's double, all I do is flex. Them boy, all they ever do is stress. Pump up, tone up, heavy on the set. I be cooking, everybody's like, who's this chef? Yeah, like a tick, say I'm moving correct. I'm too blessed, all the man I do this. Yes, I don't have no equal. Unless we're talking lethal, from the Rolls Royce to the jet. These are dreams, I'm a brother from the Enzo. Until then, I'ma do it in a Benzo. 2 years back, I used to flex in Kenzo. The man I knew to the Brando. Look, most of my brothers in a bando. They do grub, then they take Gal Nando's. You don't wanna know their angle. Whips and chains, man, they do it like Django. Yes, work for everything I get. And I get money, but me not touch it. Sometimes me bossy, some of us flex. Yes, work for everything I get. And I get money, but me not touch it. Sometimes me bossy, some of us flex. Yes.
Flex on them reflex. Flex on them reflex. Flex on them reflex. Flex on them.
Yes, that's Flex by Laughter featuring Manga St. Hilaire and Double S.
Yeah.
Laughter joins me right now in the studio as my guest co-host. You are, of course, listening to FUBAR Radio. And I do, of course, have Sarah Dibunda with me as well, as always. You haven't said much today.
I think.
Yeah, you have.
Oh, no,
yeah.
I've just forgotten.
Oh, okay.
Then, yeah.
She's
I'm quite
involved.
Stoned,
memorable.
To be fair, so
oh,
there's
okay.
that.
Okay. Should we play a game?
Yes.
Come then.
So, Laughter, what I've done here is...
Mm-hmm.
Your name is Laughter,
it
so
is.
I assume that you're all about the laughing.
Uh-huh.
You have got a song called Who's That Girl?
Yes.
So what I've got is some clips of some women laughing. So let's play a game of...
Wait, what?
Who's that lady?
Yes.
Amazing.
Okay.
Yeah. I see what you're doing
yeah,
there.
Yeah. So these are some famous ladies... Uh-huh. Laughing.
Right.
Write them down. I'll come back to it afterwards. I've got some clues if you're stuck on any of them.
Well, can you just give us the clues anyway?
No, no. So I want to know. I want to know what you hit. I will say I don't think this was as hard as last week. Last week's game was really
was
hard.
Ridiculous.
It was like half a second, and then it was impossible. It was.
We had to guess which Irish person was talking.
We had Marcel from Love Island, so the game was like Love Ireland, the country, to see if we did with some Irish celebrities. But it was too hard. But anyway, let's get on to laugh number one.
How many are there? Sorry? That's easy.
There's five and a bonus.
Okay.
That's what I mean. I've made it easier.
Thank
made
you.
It easier. Okay.
Less thinking.
Okay, here's number two. Do you like it again?
Yeah. Yeah, I need a clue.
Okay. She was born in Tottenham.
Okay.
Got that? Okay, all right. Here is number three.
No, I need
a clue. Okay,
she
was a character from a really well-known sitcom. She used to date. In the cast, there were five of them.
Oh, you're talking about someone in...
There were six of them.
Six of them, that's right, yes. She wasn't one of the main six.
Oh my God!
This is, I like it. Okay. Here is number four. Who is this lady laughing?
Okay. That sounds like me.
I can tell you it's not you.
It would
Any
be scary
ideas?
If it was.
Yeah,
wouldn't
yeah.
You're
like, I think that's me. Yeah, that's you. No, it's not you. Do you need it again? Would you need a clue?
Clue.
I'd like a clue as well.
Okay.
Please.
American actress. She is married to Shrek.
Okay.
Shrek's wife.
Shrek's wife. Just put down. It's Shrek's wife. That's correct. Laughter.
Princess Fiona.
Yeah, that's who I think.
Okay.
I don't remember who played her.
Here is number five.
What? That's a robot.
It's a real woman.
Can I get a clue?
She has performed on the Pyramid Stage at Glastonbury. She is an American pop star. She likes her. Used to like a lot of brands.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, wait. Used to like a lot of brands.
That's cryptic. That's a cryptic clue for you there. But
I don't know. I'm just taking a guess for someone that might like brands. Mm. That's big.
She used to. She's probably not keen on the brand anymore as much. Mm. Think American pop stars. You got somebody?
It'll come to me.
Okay, well, let's go through who you have because I don't need the bonus yet because we'll see. Right, okay, number one. Who was number one, please?
Nicki then.
Yeah, it's got Nicki.
Of course, it was Nicki Minaj. Number two.
Is it Adele? No.
I got Adele as well.
Both got Adele. You're both right. It was Adele. It was Adele. Okay, number three.
It's got to be Janice from Friends.
Who did you have?
All right, I don't know. I put Friends.
Just give a point to Mike. You did get the full. It was, in fact, Janice from Friends.
So I get half a point.
Half a point.
Give a half a point for Friends.
All right, point five.
Point five.
I'll give a full point if any of you know who her real name is, not the character name.
Oh,
got
no.
It down here.
What is it?
Maggie Wheeler.
Okay.
Number four. Who was number four?
Cameron Diaz.
Was it Cameron?
I think so.
Do you think it was?
Well, I just wrote Fiona. So.
No, it was Cameron Diaz. It was Cameron Diaz there. Okay, and then number five, who did you think it was?
I didn't get it, but I don't think
who
I got it.
Who do you think it might be?
I put Madonna.
Okay, who do you think it might be?
I put Dolly Parton.
No, it was Katy Perry.
Oh!
Because she used to be married to Russell Brand.
Oh!
So she's probably not a fan of brands anymore. Or brand, just one brand.
Yeah,
know.
Just the one brand.
So no point there. So, Laughter, you have 2.5. Congratulations. No, that's good.
Yeah.
Michael, you have 4, but I will give like the full point to if I've got... I might as well just play the bonus.
Yeah,
one.
Please play the bonus.
Who is this?
It's a witch.
Which witch?
It's the witch from... 100. Is it a Disney witch?
Not a Disney witch.
Not a Disney
no.
witch.
It's a film witch.
Is it 101 Dalmatians?
No. It's not Cruella, no.
Is it the witch... A musical witch.
Yeah, it's probably got, like we talked about Australia earlier, it's probably got a connection to that. Like an abbreviation of Australia would be.
Oh, The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
Ah. Of course.
So you still win, Michael Payne. Well done.
Well done, Michael.
Oh, thank you very much.
Witch of the West. Let's get into a little song.
Yeah.
What you doing around my size? She said it's my ends, likewise. Maybe we should go for my ties. I'm a sucker for some nice ass. You got some nice ass. She said, I know your type and your dead tricks. My ex got caught with some dead chicks at the cinema. Wait, I am nothing like your exes. Fuck cinema, I got Netflix. You're just like this girl that I once knew. So it's gonna take a lot for me to trust you. But when I do, I live alone, you can come true. I need your friends bad, all of them could come too. Tell them come.
You wanna get up next to me? You don't have to chase me. If you wanna get close, close to me, I won't fight against it. I got it up on my mind, I got it up on my mind. I got it up on my mind, I got it up on my mind. Come on, lay it all on me. There's no need to hide, cause I got it up on my mind, I got it up on my mind.
Yeah, you Cardi bad, but you got Riri swag. All them CC bags and them GG tags. Yeah, you heard things, but you won't ever see me mad. Don't worry, I'm an easy lad. Them broke brothers, they all hating me, but they the ones who pay for me. I got that crazy D. Tell her come round and wait for me. Another one. That's a major key. Yeah, she's rating me. Whoa, I'm the one they all fit. She's trying to be ride or die of the year. Wanna know where I've gone? Tell them that I've gone clear. Spend a month rent on this gone clear.
That's Youngin featuring Jess Glynn. You're listening to FUBAR Radio. I'm Michael Payne, and I'm joined by a special guest co-host, Laughter, and also Sarah DeBunda.
Hello.
Do you know why we call Natalie Sarah DeBunda Laughter?
No, that was a bit confusing when you said Sarah, actually.
Mm. Yeah, rightly so. Basically, there's a popular dance in South America called Sierra DeBunda.
Ah,
and it's basically, you might have seen it.
Give us a show.
I can't do it. I can't do it for many reasons, actually. But basically, I'll describe what happens. So a guy sits down on the floor, and then a woman puts her legs behind his head. But right. She's kind of on a handstand position.
Okay.
But she's got her her hands on the floor. And then she puts her legs around the guy's.
Oh, right.
Yeah, do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then she repeatedly pulls his face into her into her ass with her legs.
Right.
That's called Sierra DeBunda.
And they actually do that on the dance floors.
Well, yeah. In a lot of like you know, Brazil and stuff like that, and in a lot of videos as well. I've seen it in a video by Baraka Son Sistema, and they're like a popular Bally Funk band from Brazil, and I've seen it happen in one of their videos, and it's weird. But Natalie,
a bit like sex.
It's sexual, definitely sexual, but not necessarily, because it's described as punishment by body.
Yeah, I think that's the translation. Mm.
So it's more of a punishment than a pleasure.
Yeah, you're going to get concussed before anything.
Yeah,
sounds like a woman dominating a man. It's definitely, which I kind of like.
100%. Yeah, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. It's definitely got to be a sight to behold. Yeah, I'd like to see it done live. Yeah. I wouldn't wouldn't like first hand experience, but I'd like to be a spectator. Mm. You know, I'm not really one for having my head banged against the surface. No matter how sexy the woman is, to be
she
fair.
Must be flexible. Yeah. I don't know how I'd do
and,
it.
And strong, yeah.
Very
like
flexible,
core,
yeah.
Good core.
Mm. Yeah. So
how do you practice something like that?
You'd have to have a dummy or something, wouldn't you, on the sofa, and then just try it at home. That's what I do when I do the dance.
Exactly right. So that brings us perfectly into the reason Natalie is called Sarah Dibunda. Uh-huh. It's because, yeah, Natalie's actually quite proficient.
If I'm not here, I'm Dibundering all around town.
Mm. Are you seriously?
No. I wish I could be that flexible, gullible, you know. I think that would be a real skill. I think there should be, you know how there used to be different, there's different fitness classes.
Yeah.
There should be a Sarah Dibunda a fitness class for it. That would be popular because you'd like tone up everything.
Absolutely.
Before, wouldn't you?
You're right.
And I feel like some guys or women would be very happy.
There
to
would
be
100%. And guys that would sign up for that.
I think there'd be some women too that wouldn't mind us.
No, I mean, women. They'd be queuing around the block, the women, but
to sit there and be debunded.
Right.
It can work for any gender.
Mm. As long as you don't get no weirdo guys.
I mean, there's bound to be a few weirdo guys.
There's going to be.
Want to be pounded with a bottle. Yeah. There's going to be a few weirdo.
One guy with a really, really long nose.
Yeah.
Right.
Your
at the front
brain
of the queue.
Functions differently.
Like, I told you it was weird.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever done drunk? Like, not necessarily the weirdest thing, but the most absent-minded thing. You know, like, for example, I've got stoned repeatedly and gone to the fridge and tried to look. One time, I looked for the butter to make a sandwich. And I went to the fridge about three times and I could not find the butter. So instead, I grabbed some cream cheese, made the sandwich with cream cheese instead of butter. Mm. And then when I went to put the cream cheese back, I put it right where I got it, under the butter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just an example of how stupid I can be when
I've done dangerous things when I'm drunk.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I wasn't thinking straight. I was on holiday once, on a girl's holiday. And we were on a strip, you know, where the clubs are and stuff. And then I was drunk, but I got on a guy's ped and I drove it, but like really fast. I was racing some other guy. So, and I'd never driven a ped.
Okay, right, yeah.
So I shouldn't be laughing. That's very dangerous.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
don't do that. When I'm sober, I would never think of doing that, but I just got on it and did it.
Yeah.
So that's probably the craziest thing I've done.
Yeah. I say I don't condone it. I definitely rode a ped drunk as well.
Is it?
Yeah, I won't go into too much detail.
No.
Because I'd definitely be self-snitching.
Well, hold on. You've talked about before when you were on holidays, there's that I'm going to say
I wasn't even drunk
photo.
That fucking time.
What did you buy when you were on holiday? It was a long time ago when Michael's on holiday and he was quite young. But what did you buy?
We came back with this is so irresponsible, and I do feel stupid.
Listen, don't do it.
But we came back with like a gas gun, three samurai swords.
What?
Like, what else did we have? A butterfly knife. We were young and dumb, right?
Okay.
And we just went, like, the samurai swords were purely for display purposes only.
Yeah.
And the gas gun, I shot a pigeon with it once.
What?
But do you know? All right, okay.
No.
I confess. But that was the extent of the damage that I did with that gas gun.
Don't shoot pigeons.
Yeah,
no,
I know.
No.
Don't I feel
shoot
silly.
Any animals.
I know.
No.
Exactly.
You were young.
I was young.
We've
I was
all done
like,
mistakes.
You were like 16 or something, weren't you?
Probably a bit older than that.
Let's say 16.
Yeah, let's say 16.
No. 16.
But yeah, I don't condone that, and I don't. Well, the thing is, I'm not vegan, so I can't even say, "Oh, I don't condone harming animals."
No.
Because I'm probably going to have a burger after this show, so.
Yes. It's okay to. Actually, I hate. I don't want
to. Don't
to
torture animals. Don't torture animals.
Like
Leave
pigeons.
It to the food industry.
I don't really like I have eaten a pigeon before.
Have but not, yeah, I've
not,
eaten pigeon.
Not a pigeon that you see in Trafalgar Square, like a wood pigeon.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Which
yeah.
probably, but, and it was all right. It was
yeah, it's a delicacy in Scotland.
I was going to say, it's a delicacy. Isn't it?
It's quite common in Scotland. But the reason I ask you what the sort of most absent-minded thing you've ever done when drunk is, because a drunk tourist actually climbed a mountain instead of going to his hotel.
Easily done.
What?
Easily done. Totally.
I mean, I've fallen asleep on a train before. I woke up in Bournemouth, but, you know, that was like...
What, while you were drunk?
Yeah.
It's mental.
Can't get home from Bournemouth, I can tell you. It's very hard to get home when it's 1 a.m. and you wake up on a train. You're like, oh my God, okay.
Oh my God.
No, it's fine. But this guy went another way. He climbed a mountain.
Yeah, he reached a different type of peak. And an Estonian tourist in the Alps had a lucky escape when he got drunk and climbed a mountain instead of returning to his hotel. The 20-something tourist, known only as Pavel, had indulged in some après-ski at a resort in Italy's Val d'Aosta. Yeah, have I pronounced that right?
I think that sounds right, yeah.
Wearing shoes rather than skis, he set off towards his hotel on a snowy street. Only he took the wrong one, ending up on a ski run heading up the mountainside.
Whoa.
It's believed he didn't notice his mistake, even once the street took a steep turn upwards and continued up the ever more steep piste. At some point during between 2 and 3 a.m., he noticed a chalet on the horizon.
Who's walking for that long? It's hours he's walking in the snow.
Armed only with his hotel room key, Pavel managed to break in and take shelter for the night. He was found in the morning by staff, having drunk 2 bottles of water to allay his hangover and passed out on a bench covered with cushions. A search party of fire brigade, police and drones... Why didn't they just send out drones?
They don't need... That's the point of drones, isn't it? You don't need the other two.
I thought that was the alternative to people.
Yeah, that's true. It seems like it's a waste of a drone.
It's just for a little video shoot, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? What, they're sending the drones out? Yeah. I'm going to go and look for them as well. So a search party of fire brigade, police and drones had already been sent out to look for him before he was found. And police and local police have said that although Pavel will be fined for his night on the slopes, he will not be charged.
Well, I wonder how much he's fined.
Probably not a lot, to be honest.
No, it's a good story for them. But I don't know. I mean, when you're drunk, you do silly things. But I feel like any one of us would notice if we're accidentally walking up a mountain.
Like, yeah, you would, because you couldn't do it when you're drunk.
Definitely.
How is he managing to climb up
a
mountain?
Never be able
but
to
when
climb
when
up.
You're drunk, you're well, you know, you've seen me drunk.
Mm.
In fact, you probably haven't, because I don't show any signs of actually being drunk.
It's really?
Yeah.
I'm one of them ones.
I literally just
it's annoying, actually, I'll be honest, because like at least sometimes when someone's drunk, you can be like, we've all drank the same amount. Why am I hammered and falling over skip and you're all like sat
literally
there?
I'm dying inside.
Yeah.
I'm keeping a straight
face.
I can imagine this.
I'm a proper good actor when I'm drunk.
Yeah. I would text him and like, I've woke up in a skip, where are you? And he's like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm
sat in the library.
But then you'll be like, no, I'm really drunk. And you're like, you don't seem to show that you are in any way at all.
Yeah, I don't kind of stagger and fall about. I've never, I don't know, I think it's in a weird way, my parents are Nigerian as well.
Yeah.
And like, there is a kind of practice in Nigerian culture where...
Don't do that.
Don't embarrass yourself. Don't embarrass yourself. That's rule number one of being a Nigerian.
So
don't embarrass yourself.
So when you're growing up, it's okay to drink, but just don't.
Don't
ever...
embarrass yourself.
Right. So,
and by yourself, I mean your family.
Don't
embarrass people with the same surname as you.
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So it does seem though. But when you get drunk, you feel, I certainly know for me, I feel like I'm less resistant to pain. When you wake up with a bruise or something, and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, and that explains this guy's behaviour.
Yeah, he's walking up a mountain.
He was like, this challenge is, do you know what I mean? It's not a challenge for me.
Well, it's also freezing, presumably, there as well. He's walking around in the snow with some shoes on up a mountain and then just breaks into a chalet. It doesn't seem... And for also, at some point between 2 and 3, so he's been walking for hours.
Yeah. Well, what time did he leave?
Well, I'm assuming, unless they've got a late bar there, the après-ski, it must have been a while.
Yeah. Well, a few years ago, I was at my my very first ever producer's house. Like, you know, you remember that feeling when you met the first person that made you a beat?
Yeah.
And like,
I
was at his house and we were so close. Like, that I just used to stay at his yard for ages and ages, even after we'd like started, like finished recording. We'd just like chill and just like smoke a bit and drink a bit.
Yeah.
So he was a really responsible guy from like a middle class background. So he just stuck it on me at the end that like he wasn't going to drive me home. And these times it's like 1 a.m. but he's gone, hey man, you know, and you know when like your middle class brethren says that to you, you know there's something deep coming. Says, hey man, I was like, what's going on? He's like, I can't drop you to the station because I've been drinking, obviously. And he kind of shows me the can like I don't like I weren't drinking really. And then, and he's like, oh, but I'll give you the directions to the station. Now, bear in mind, it's 1 a.m. So we both should have known that the station wasn't even open at these times anyway. But then we just proceeded to have a whole conversation about how I would get to this station. So he gives me the directions. He says, when you come out of mine, you take a left down the hill. And you take a left again at the end of the road and you just keep walking straight and you get to the station. Soon as I leave his house, I take the right up the hill. And he lives on like the border of Epping Forest. And it's, you know, it's 1 a.m.
Uh-oh. Trees and...
I have panic attacks on the tube. Do you know what I mean? Like, I end up in Epping Forest.
Oh, my God.
In the forest.
In the forest. But being quite... Again, I, you know, I was intoxicated.
Yeah.
I thought, this must be the way. This is the way I've started going, so this must be the way. And I'm walking in the forest for, like, 5-10 minutes. And, you know, you can probably see... I could proper see the moon lighting the trees and shit. And I thought, the stage has been set for my untimely death. Like, oh, I'm going to be murdered right now.
Yeah, no,
this is the perfect fucking... Do you know what I mean? This is the perfect setting.
I feel like there's been a few EastEnders characters that have disappeared.
Funny you should say that, right? Because no word of a lie. I walk out of Epping Forest and I'm walking down the hill. This is the weirdest thing. So at the bottom of the hill, there's a guy washing his car. It's 2 a.m, right? But there's a guy washing his car at the bottom of this hill.
Washing evidence off his car. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, for real.
So I say to the guy, like, can you direct me to the station? He's like, the station's going to be closed. He's like, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going to Hackney. He's like, oh, I used to live in Hackney. You're probably not believing me as I'm saying this, but he's going to be, I'll drop you to Hackney.
Oh, my God.
It's 2 a.m, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm thinking... I'm quite big.
Mm.
This guy is like in his sort of 50s, 60s.
Okay. Yeah, washing a car at 2 a.m., no biggie. There's a clue.
I know,
there.
that's a bit sus, but do you know what? I just had to take my chances.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? Because I was in Chingford at the time. You understand? I'm right on the edge of Epping Forest. I'm in Chingford, right?
Okay.
So the guy, he's like, yeah, I'll drop you home. So he's driving home, and then but he starts recognising landmarks in Hackney, so I believe him that he lives in Hackney. Mm. Anyway, this guy, out of the goodness of his fucking heart, drops me home all the way to Hackney and drives back home at like, you know, 2:30 in the morning. Mm. The next day, I'm chatting to my producer, who's also my DJ, and I'm telling him about like the epic night I had, and he's like, describe the guy. So I tell him what the guy looked like and describe the car. It was fucking Martin Fowler's dad. The guy that plays Martin Fowler in EastEnders. It was his dad that dropped me home. That's my claim to fame.
Okay.
Raw.
Yeah.
Well, what car was it?
It was a Mondeo. It was a navy Mondeo.
It doesn't explain why he's washing it at 2 a.m.
I still have never got to the bottom of that, but I'm not asking any questions. I didn't die.
That's true. Yeah. Someone may have done though, but...
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Have you ever been on Hangman's Hill, they call it? In Epping Forest?
No, see, I don't do that fuckery. I don't watch horror movies and I don't do that fuckery.
I don't know what that is. What is that?
When we was younger, we used to drive there.
What happens there?
I used to... It, apparently something that defies the law
of
gravity.
Yes, yes, yes. I heard that as well. I used to shit myself just hearing this
fucking
story.
Okay, for anyone that doesn't include me, tell me what Hangman's Hill is.
It's just a hill. Yeah. So you park, you turn your engine off at the bottom of the hill and you know it's like a slope going upwards and your car naturally...
Goes up the hill.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Your car, without doing anything, travels up.
What
if you're, is it just the car? If you're stood there, you slide up.
If you're
not in a car, though, if you're just stood there, do you start just, sliding up the hill?
People, as the sort of myth went, it was only ever told
in
a car.
In the car.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I know, it's mad. But they used to say, like, the myth was that it was the dead people lifting you up. So when I was young, I believed that.
Oh, my God. The amount of times I'd be sitting, like, you know, you've got that one mate. You're like, you know, you're sitting in your mate's car at night, and you're bored as hell.
Yeah.
So one person goes, "Let's go for a drive," and then one dickhead always goes,
it's
"Let's go to Hangman's Hill." And then someone, and then like you'll be like, "No, we're not going there."
Yeah.
And then someone in the car will go, "What's Hangman's Hill?"
Yeah.
And then you've got to relive it, man.
It's true.
I mean, it doesn't sound like that story. Just the title alone doesn't sound like it's a nicer place to go.
No, trust me. For years and years, I avoided going to that. Even like some of the olders would try and trap me in the car and drive me. I got out every single time.
Have you been there, laughter?
No way.
And did your car definitely move up the hill?
Yeah, I was in it, first of all, in a minibus.
What? A minibus? They're strong, these going up the hill.
Yeah, with my like youth workers and that when I was younger. And then next time we went with my friends and then our car broke down. It was night.
Oh my god.
It was so scary because I was like rolling with everyone from different races and then some guys in there came in their car and they were like, you don't want to be stereotypical, but it was like two white guys with bald heads and really hench. And at the time, there was like claims that there was racism and stuff. And the guys
came up to us.
Yeah,
they used to say they were like racist NFs, devil worshippers around
but they
there
came
as
up
well.
To us.
Oh my gosh.
Bear stories.
They switched
about
to us for no reason. They came up to us and were like, that all doing all this kind of stuff and we were screaming and we just the car luckily just turned on and we left. So yeah, it wasn't a good experience that time.
Mad.
This is the first I've heard about it, but I'm not going.
I can't do it. I don't mess with that stuff.
Now go. Now you're adults. Go in a car.
No, that's even worse. Like my imagination's even better now. Do you know what I mean? My imagination is even more vivid.
Yeah, it's like the roller coasters.
Do you know what I mean? When I was a kid, I did. No, roller coasters I can do.
Oh, you can still
do
them.
The only thing.
Well, you know how that works.
I know what the dangers are, so I know how, and I know how that works. And you know, statistically, it's still very unlikely that you're gonna die on a roller coaster. But no one really gets out alive in horror films, especially not black people
or virgins.
Do you know what I mean? So I don't really fancy my chances when you look at
first.
The stats.
What? How much would it cost? How much money would you want to go and stay in for like a haunted house for a night?
You couldn't buy me. Right. You just couldn't.
Because you know there's a place in Enfield that's like demonic possession. The people, that family that lived there, all the kids got possessed and stuff.
Would I have to be by myself?
Was that film that came out? Is that based on a true story?
Yeah, apparently in Enfield,
I grew up in Enfield. I never ever heard about that.
Well, you would have to...
If I had to be by myself, I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
I'd stay poor.
You can take one person with you.
Take one person with me, then... Just give me a call, 100 mil. I'll 100 be best,
mil? You know what I mean? What about you, laughter? Would you stay in a haunted house or a possessed house?
Do you know what? If I was getting paid,
you do.
I would do it as long as there's cameras everywhere and security's waiting outside.
Live stream! Live stream!
Yeah.
So I don't even have to call anyone. You know what's going on. You know what's happening to me.
But you know, if this was like, if a TV show did that, they'd keep you in there. Because you know how many people were watching an actual possession happening live on a live stream? You shouldn't have the live stream. They'd keep you in there. You're not going for that.
Yeah, for real. Because they want to monetize off that, whatever it's called.
It's true.
Exactly. So you ain't leaving.
Nah, I don't know.
Okay. I'm not doing it.
Haunted talk. Okay. Let's get into a little
Let's get into a song. You're listening to FUBAR Radio. I'm Michael Payne, joined by Laughter.
Smash my heart in pieces. It looks so good on the floor. For the night. State to state, back to back, all the time. Get the bag, airtight. I could change your whole motherfucking life. Get the bag, all the time. Get the bag, airtight.
like to stay back to back all the time. Get the bag, airtight. I could change your whole motherfucking life.
That's For the Night by Princess Nokia on FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Michael Payne. I'm joined by guest co-host Laughter and, of course, Sarah Dibunda. We've still got a couple guests to pass through as well,
yeah.
Including Max and Ivan and Dirty Danger, Graham Legend, joining us later.
At 5.25.
Yeah, we've got bets on, man. We've got bets on. Yeah. Natalie reckons he's going to be in 20 minutes.
No, I've changed. I'm changing my mind.
Yes,
yeah, oh. I'm changed. He has retweeted. Wow. That implies he's not underground, so that's good.
Yeah. Mm,
this is true.
Or not. Do you get Wi-Fi now? Who knows?
This is true. He's got the web.
Yeah.
Speaking of the web.
Ah!
Way! Tarantula burger is being served at a restaurant. But tarantulas don't make webs, do they? So that pun was actually rendered invalid because...
Oh.
Anyway. Every April, Bull City Burger and Brewery in North Carolina hosts Exotic Meat Month, celebrating exotic meats eaten around the country and the world. It features burgers made with everything from alligators, iguana, python, bison, turtle, and insects. Technically not meat, maybe, but...
Insects?
Actually, it was a living thing, so maybe...
Can you have meat from an insect?
I don't know, can you?
Meat.
Would you consider it meat if you were eating an insect?
No, I wouldn't consider it meat.
What was it? It's not veggie, though, is it?
Yeah, that's true. Well, it's insect.
True.
It is meat, then.
Yeah, because it lives
skin,
and...
Skin,
yeah.
Blood. It's meat.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But it's the tarantula challenge that has got customers talking. For $30, customers get a 100% North Carolina pasture-raised beef burger topped with Gruyere cheese. Is that how you pronounce that?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, let's go with that. Chili sauce and a hairy oven-roasted tarantula.
Don't make me sick. I'm already sick.
Which sits right on top of a juicy beef patty for your taste buds to munch on.
Right, who would eat that, first of all?
That's a photo for you there.
Oh, can I see?
Oh, my days!
Nah.
It's an actual...
Is that real?
That's a real burger, yeah, with a tarantula. That's real what they serve up in this restaurant.
Nah, man.
That's unbelievable. But then I'm
that's
not surprised.
An abomination.
Well, because I swear China does all like does things like that. Or is that stereotypical? I've heard
about no. This as in related to this story, because this is in North Carolina, but you can definitely get some very exotic meats in China. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so what but what's the purpose of eating a spider?
Oh, I've no
tarantula.
Idea. On a burger.
Have you tried one, to be fair? It might be tasty.
This is true. Imagine if spiders were mad tasty.
Mm. Yeah, maybe.
But we're missing
the
trick.
We didn't grow up on eating spiders, so it's a novelty for us.
Would you eat a spider, do you reckon? Would you eat any type of insect?
Nah.
Or creepy crawly?
I couldn't do it. When I was in Nigeria, like people around and stuff, they used to eat the flies.
Mm.
I don't know if you know about that as well.
No.
But the people that was around and stuff, they'd collect the flies in some net or something.
Right.
And then they'd barbecue them and eat them, but apparently had good nutrients, but I don't know, certain flies anyway.
Dang, son, how do you filter that out? Yeah.
how do you know
I suppose it's got to be something that you gain that with experience, like separating the good flies from the bad flies.
Yeah, for real.
Are you a vegetarian? After?
I'm not, but I don't eat like beef. I only eat chicken,
right?
Okay. And fish. I don't eat beef and lamb
or
and
hairy tarantula.
No,
because they're hairy as well. That's not like a spider on this photo, like that's, I don't want to eat anything.
But do you reckon maybe they singe their hairs off first? How would you prepare a tarantula to cook?
I wouldn't, because I wouldn't go near it. If a tarantula was in that building, I'd run away.
Yeah.
They're scary.
I'd like to see it happen.
Only because I like seeing spiders get killed. But I wouldn't like to see it happen for it to be prepared for anyone to eat. I just...
No, but it's very popular if you read on.
Yeah, okay, we will. If the customer finishes their plate, they get a t-shirt.
It's the challenge before that. If the tarantula challenge. Oh, you've done that.
$30. Yeah.
Right,
done that, yeah. So you get for $30, customers get a 100% North Carolina. Yeah, and it costs you
$30. I was going to say, it's going to cost.
Yeah.
For the worst dining experience of your life and my life, for hearing about it.
Yeah, just it, yeah.
So yeah, you pay $30, you get this burger. It sounds like really good beef, to be fair. Pasture raised beef burger. That's killing it. But then it's topped with Gruyere cheese, chili sauce, and a hairy oven roasted tarantula. Oh right, so it is hairy.
No
yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, it's hairy, yeah.
No, yeah, exactly. No, no thanks. Maybe not even thanks. Maybe
yeah,
just
no. Yeah, exclamation mark.
If the customer finishes their plate, they get a t-shirt to immortalise the eight-legged feet.
Oh, what a t-shirt. I want to remember that ever. I need therapy, not a t-shirt.
Therapy for real.
However, the restaurant purchased only 18 zebra tarantulas, so anyone wanting to eat one has to win a tarantula raffle first. At least four people have completed the challenge. What do they mean, at least? Have they not been recording like this? This is something that you wouldn't forget.
No. Would you eat then, if not, if the hairy tarantula is not for you, would you either of you eat an alligator, iguana, python, bison, or turtle?
All of the above, apart from the turtle.
Why would you not eat a turtle?
That was very quick. Yeah.
Because I've seen Finding Nemo.
Oh, yeah, you know I wouldn't eat a turtle.
So would
I'm
you?
Quite endeared to, you know what I mean? There's an
emotional thing there.
Yeah, there's an emotional link now to CGI turtles.
But you would eat a python, both. You'd
no,
be
no.
Happy to eat a python.
Yeah, I'd fuck up a python.
Raw.
Yeah, I would. I'd eat it. Because they'd all eat me.
For sure, alligator would too. That would come for you. So you'd eat
they'd all eat
before.
Me, apart from maybe the bison.
If now that could hurt you though. That charge towards you. I don't think an iguana would eat you, would it?
Nah, maybe not actually. But iguanas just look butters, so.
Because they are. I've been to restaurants in the UK where there's been like alligator or zebra.
Really?
Zebra? I don't know. I wouldn't do that to a zebra.
Just horsey.
Yeah, zebras seem
like a horse, but it's stripy horse.
They're too beautiful.
Yeah, and I've never kind of researched the status of numbers. Are they? They're not an endangered species, are they? There's loads of zebra, aren't there? Because I always, for some reason, I've always considered them endangered.
Oh my God,
but I don't think
too.
They are.
That's probably why I reacted like that.
It's weird, isn't it? I never thought about how many zebra.
I think it's the other black animal, the panda, that's endangered.
That one's definitely endangered.
Oh, really?
Damn near extinct. But
I don't know about zebras.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe I would munch a zebra then.
Okay.
I don't know if I could do it. I don't know.
A little zebra steak.
But if I was to say to you, here's £30 right now, eat a burger with a little spider on top, are you going to do that? £30.
What, £30? But you... But
it's $30, there you go. I'm just equivalent to £30. I've got.
No, you don't get the $30.
No, but if I was to say to you, would you even eat it if you were paid to eat it?
No, not for £30. What do I look like?
A savage.
Do you know what I mean? £30. Why? Not even 50. Right. 30.
Because actually, Michael Payne does have I'd say you have a fear of spiders. If there's, you've said when you first came to here, join the station, you were like, if there's a spider in the studio, then it's hosting the show because he's not going to come in.
Yeah,
that's what
fully.
You said.
That spider
phobia.
Fully.
Just
fully.
A little spider. He's like, no, I'm not going in there. No.
And you grew up in Nigeria. Have you been to Nigeria?
No, I've never grew up there. I've been there twice.
Oh,
but
okay.
Never
okay.
Grew up
okay.
There. Yeah, been there, came back.
Okay, fair enough. I'll let you off.
I think it was like the spiders that actually.
Because you know, if you reacted like that at home, your mum would have beat you. Like, oh, yeah.
No, my mum's actually very, very kind of sympathetic towards my phobia of spiders.
Oh, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah. My mum will still take care of a spider for me. If I go back to visit my parents, like if I go to my parents' house, which is actually quite regularly, to be fair, if there's a spider, my mum will take care. I'm a bit of a mummy's boy.
She's a nice
mum. Yeah, 100%.
So would you call her over to your house? There's a spider in my house.
No, that's going too far. I'd just sublet my yard for a little bit. Do you know what I mean?
Just move out in a tent in the garden. And like, I live here now. What's going on? Is it just spiders that you're scared of? What, you don't like wasps, bees? How are you with that sort of thing?
Well, no one really likes wasps, do they? How many people do you know that, you know, a wasp comes along when you're chilling in the park and they're like, oh my God.
Have you been stung by one?
I've been stung as a kid, yeah.
Oh, my days.
And that's definitely where the phobia is. And, you know, you're meant to be scared of wasps. They're yellow and black with a needle coming out of their arse. Like, everything about that says danger. Do you know what I mean?
Well, maybe that's why they're angry. You would be if you had a needle coming out of your arse.
Exactly. And you knew that if you used it, it would kill you. It would literally pull your heart out.
That's not the wasp, it's the
bees. Wait,
is
that bees?
It's the bee, yeah.
So wasps don't get...
There's no punishment for them for stinging. They can sting and live.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's really annoying.
They're the
Fuck
evil
wasps,
ones.
Yeah.
Bees won't sting you. What? If they will, you maybe have provoked it. Because they do die. So it's not in their interest to sting you. But wasps are just evil.
Do you know what I heard the other day? I heard it's audible.
Audible.
When their heart gets pulled out, I heard that it actually has a certain number of decibels, like.
Oh.
Yeah. That's,
what do you mean? Sorry.
You can hear it when the bee gets it pulled out. You can hear it dying.
Oh. Well, you wouldn't be able to in like a normal setting because the there'd be too much noise around. But if there was absolutely no noise, apparently you'd be able to hear it.
I don't think I want to hear
shit
that.
Fact.
No, it's a good fact. I didn't know. But I've facts never heard only. That before. It is a fact. Well, on that sad note, I'm going to play a little song, I think, and then we'll have a cry.
Poor bees, man.
All types of calls in the AM and the PM. Baby girl, wanna be my BM? Sure, a friend says she see me in my BM. I got bitches on my line that I only fucked once and never hollered back. Now she got a dickhead best friend trying to follow man on Insta. Me, I just smile for the picture. What the fuck? All I did was fuck blood. I never dished the same way. Pick up all my real ladies one time. The ones that had their man's hard food from the one time. Even though she did tell him one time, don't ever bring your shit up in his yard again. She stayed when it was crunch time. Feeling like Santan. Every day, ching, splash, clap, bang. I'm sick of this shit. I don't understand, man. Every day I rap about the chinging and the splashing. Funny enough, it got me out the trap. Legs got some pop still trapping, cook still trapping, cash still banging. We ain't living like no artists, more like couple black boys from the hood making music and banging. I got pain in my heart. Even if I spent 3 years on this track, I couldn't lift it. My hood's just a shambles. It was life, now it's friendship that we gamble. Situations in my hood don't get handled. Tottenham ain't one no more, it's 10. I was sharpening knives, putting bullets in skanks for our friends that we would once die for. Hit the other side with dice, I put up a ride, a sentence to the end. It's crazy, it's crazy. Lord save us, trying to put an end to the safety, they're trying to put an end to the peace. Bad mind pricks in the hood, got a leash. From long time, oh, from long time, I seen this coming. But fuck, I ain't running, if you really hate the kid, come down him. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Who would have thought the hood that was once so rich in unity is really about to fall 1-7 short? It's crazy, it's crazy. Lord save us. They're trying to put an end to the safety, they're trying to put an end to the peace. Bad mind pricks in the hood got a leash. From long time, oh, from long time, I seen this coming. But fuck, I ain't running. If you really hate the kid, come down him. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I can't believe it, believe it, I can't believe it, believe it.
FUBAR Radio presents
Harriet Rose.
Miss Banks is in the building. Woo! We can't not talk about your new best friend, Nicki Minaj.
She had tweeted my lyric and then she put a wig face and I was thinking, Nicki, you're crazy because you know that I'm going to see this and I'm going to be hyped. And I remember we was coming from Leeds to London and I got Five Guys and I was so excited I couldn't eat it. Like, I couldn't eat. I just felt like, this is a dream. Like, is this real? Like,
and if you turned down a burger for that, that it was a serious situation.
Yeah, everyone knows I love food. Like, that's just it. Do you get me?
Every Thursday,
Harriet Rose
from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
1, 2, 3, 4. I love the way it flows. I love the way it grows. There's something in this sound that takes me far. It's like a special song, can move my mood along. What I cannot say, you'll hear through my guitar. She told me at the bass line, and everything will be alright. She told me that the groove is mine, it will take us through the night. And where I'll go, can't explain, I'll never know. But it's beautiful. You can't take this away from me. The way I hear the melody, the way it's bringing clarity, running through me. You can't take this away from me.
sings, or the joy that it brings. Remember skating down the road towards the park. I can never say no. You with that summer glow. The music gives me sun when winter starts. She told me at the baseline, everything will be alright. She told me that the beat is mine. It will rock through the night. And where I go, can't explain or never know. But it's beautiful. You can't take this away from me. Oh, the way I hear the melody, the waves bring clarity running through me. You can't take this away from me. Oh, the way I hear the melody, the waves bring clarity running through me. Hey, you can't take this away from me. The way I hear the melody, the waves bring clarity running through me.
Come on, y'all.
You can't take this away from me. I hear the melody, the waves bring clarity, running through me.
Yeah, it's running through me. Yo, I wear notes like coats, blues like dudes, warmth in the rhythm, soul that glues, the bounce to my bones, jazz in my spine, the hop is my home, rap is my grind. I'm grinding on the backside of life, we dance. She threw me a chance, her hands in my pants, actually my pockets holding me tight, whispering a dream I could hold in the night. Blood tight, a rhythm that's throbbing my vein. Wake up to write it on the pad, the pains. Like church, the organ will invite the tears.
Like birth,
the crying let you know I'm here. Held by the song that gave me a name. Dressed by the verse that gave me a claim.
It's just bass in the line, safe to inhale. And if you live well, belong your years in the state you will be. A timeless octave to play for the tree. It's rooted in every single nerve in me. The nerve of he who ignores the key. That opens the mind to be free. Whenever you're hot headed, pours you a breeze. Beneath the clouds, you're allowed to see. In clarity, through harmony. Someone harming me, that won't be done. I stand protected by the laws of fun. I am perfected through the rhymes of run. Walk it this way and leave the party stunned. This music, it launched me with no aim. I've landed on some plane. Where I am, I can't explain or never know, but it's beautiful. So you can't take this away from me. Oh, the way I hear the melody, the waves bring clarity running through me.
Come on, y'all.
You can't take this away from me. Oh, the way I hear the melody, the waves bring clarity running through me.
We're just coming out of It Runs Through Me by Tom Misch, and just before that, oh, featuring De La Soul. I can't forget De La Soul. And just before that, we played Hood Politics by Abracadabra. Natalie's trying to mouth the words to me like I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm only playing. We're joined by two very, very funny guys at the moment. Max and Ivan, welcome.
Hello. Oh, clapped in, clapped
yeah,
in.
Of course,
thank you very much.
Of course.
My God, this is the Foo Bar experience. Well, clapping back. Happy birthday to you guys.
Happy to be here, guys. Sending the love back.
I'm going to say thank you for pronouncing my name so beautifully.
Oh, no worries.
That's how you arouse Ivan, yeah, by pronouncing his name correctly.
You've won me over. Congrats.
It's yours.
How's it going, guys? You're about to embark on a very big show, the biggest show.
Oh yeah,
the biggest of your careers,
best.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've got a show this Saturday, mm-hmm. at the Underbelly on the South Bank.
Yeah.
If it's a beautiful day like this, which there's reason to believe that it will be,
I think it will be.
Then it's going to be one of the best places to be in London. I think you can come along in the afternoon, grab a beer, and then at 7:45 p.m. we will be doing our two man show. It's called Our Story, and the thing that we do, we're a comedy double act, and we play hundreds and millions of characters without any kind of props or costume. And this story is about the tale of how we met.
Right, yeah. And it's, you know, without revealing too much, because it is an incredible story, without revealing too much, can you tell us anything, you know, our listeners, anything about how you met?
Let's just say it involves the worlds of professional wrestling, mm-hmm. and Cub Scouting.
Okay.
And finally them meeting.
I can see that Venn diagram right now.
Yeah.
It's exactly where...
It's the meeting of worlds that nobody asked for. How can you make a commercially viable show, they said. We won't, we said. We're going to do this.
So how long have you been a double act?
about 8 years or so now. We've been getting towards, you know, double digits, getting long in the tooth.
Yeah, yeah. And you did, of course, obviously featuring was WA1.
Yeah, yeah. W1A. Yeah.
W1A. Sorry, yeah, sorry. Yeah. My bad.
W1A. Illegal Russian spin-off.
Which I'm in.
Yeah, Ivan is in it because his name's Ivan. WA1, and there's a lot more sex and violence in it. His character is a torturer.
Yeah, I do it for free.
Yeah, there's no money. Yeah, he has to. The Russian state will take him out if he doesn't perform in it.
But was that your first venture into TV, W1A?
A few years ago, and certainly one of the first. We do jobs separately, but we went and did a weird double act audition for
Max
that.
Max does more work than me, but
hey,
I'm fine with that.
That's because you're mainly in Russia in this.
That's true.
You're on season 63 of this dubious show. how do you make the desk look so realistic?
It really is, as you said, one of the hottest shows in London. The Sunday Times have given it a four stars.
Yeah, out of four. We're claiming. Not true. We were off that day. No, it's had some nice reviews. We did it in Edinburgh, the Edinburgh Fringe.
Yep.
And we've also taken it to the Soho Theatre, so we promise it is not shit. We've done it before. We know what we're doing. Yeah, it's been well received, and this is the sort of biggest venue that we've taken it to. So we're very excited. But
yeah, and are there plans to take it on further after the South Bank?
Maybe. Well, we've done one national tour before, which was very exciting. And we're working out what our next tour will be. So we might tour this show. We might tour the one that we're writing at the moment. We're trying to work out how. Yeah.
Fair play. And just a quick one, because like I get to interview a lot of musicians on this show. You know, it's predominantly music that we play, obviously, so I do have a lot of artists coming in through the doors, and I always ask them about like inspirations and stuff, you know, who they kind of look up to. And who do you both kind of look up to, the same kinds of people in the comedy world, or do you have very different kind of taste?
It's a very good question.
Well, we definitely came from similar comedic backgrounds. We like the theatrical stuff. League of Gentlemen, mm-hmm. quite dark.
Big into League of Gentlemen.
And Little Britain, we grew up with as well.
There's also stuff that I'm a huge fan of that is nothing like what we do. Brass Eye, Chris Morris, lots of stuff, which is like absolute genius. I've been trying to think of like more interesting answers to this. Not that it's not an interesting question, but I feel like I'm saying the same stuff, and also lots of people are. I figured Gene Kelly is a huge inspiration of mine. Not that I'm anywhere near. I can't do anything he does, but he was an amazing sort of showman, writer, creative, incredibly funny guy. So I'm going to pop that into the mix.
Nice.
You got anyone new, Evan? Do you want to?
Bob Marley.
Go on.
His stand-up was great, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Very low-key.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Relaxed, but, you know.
Just super chilled out.
So, if you want to see a show that's, like, a cross between the works of Gene Kelly and Bob Marley...
Get down to the underbelly.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Please. Please, please.
But just one more time for our listeners, let them know exactly where they can catch you this weekend, and also on sort of social media and stuff.
Please,
absolutely.
Do.
Well, we're all over social media, at Max and Ivan, spelt...
Ivan.
Ivan,
yeah.
Ivan, at Max and Ivan on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. And as for the show?
We're on at the Underbelly Festival South Bank, 7:45 this Saturday, the 21st of April.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Consummate professionals.
And you can watch the show WA1 on Channel RT. It's on between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m. seven nights a week, and it is filmed live. It does go out live, and my advice would be, do not watch it under any circumstances.
If you watch it, you will be cast in the next episode.
Yeah, that's how it's like a kind of riddle in a trap, so stay away.
Thank you so much, Max and Ivan. You're listening to FUBAR Radio. We're just going to get into a song now. When we get back, we're going to see if Natalie was right and Dirty Danger. She's shaking her head. It's not looking good.
God knows they told me they really did, but I believed you, I really did. You even told me you really did. Didn't believe you, I never did. For you forget just who you are, yeah. You go ahead and tell them no, 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 no. No, nah, nah, nah. This will be the last.
Them LA nights a trip, I remember you would tell me, I mean how could I forget, often waited for your text, paragraphs and paragraphs of I could only wish, or before I felt your lips, or before I felt you drip, feed me food for thought, I was starving, I was cold, I've been lonely, I've been told, love I wonder, won't get lost, where you going, what you need, you yo back your paranoia, I turn up the Jodeci, and roll up some marijuana, I know you don't really smoke, but you took a couple talks, must be stressed out, maybe I can ease that pressure. My grain pepper, my scalp nappy. The world is too loud and my head hurts. The silence go down like Titanic. Swim good in that good good like white panic. The intimacy don't make you feel love.
quite tragic how you only came around when I kept you coming. More apparent, we were too impatient to love like parents. You parrot my every thought, a parody of your emotion. Like where you going, what you need, you your back, your paranoia. I turn up the Jodeci and roll up some marijuana. I know you don't really smoke, but you took a couple toes. Must be stressed out. These flowers cost me 700 pennies. I could never put a price upon your thoughts. It costs too much to pay you more attention. I'd be a fool in love. Maybe I've fallen for the allure of man-made mistakes, so you could lose some decorum and feel better in the morning.
Just got 700 pennies at my last show, and I'ma spend them all on you. Came here with a little bit of my ego, but I can take that off for you.
Right, that was 700 Pennies featuring Shay by Koji Radical. And before that, we played Ray Black with... Oh, no, sorry, it was Naughty Boy featuring Ray Black and Wyclef Jean.
Mm. All of them. Yeah,
yeah, just saying. Mm, like the time he put Beyonce with... what was the English British artist? Oh God, I'm not going to be able to remember it, but really good song, Running. Mm. That song, Running, Naughty Boy.
Naughty Boy.
Yeah, Beyonce, it had a yeah. It had a British artist on it. Cannot remember the guy's name. I remember it was Syllables.
I'm looking.
I'm floundering here now.
Go on. Arrow Benjamin.
That was it. There weren't any initials involved. Arrow Benjamin and Beyonce. So Naughty Boy's got this kind of habit of being able to get American superstars to kind of work with their cousins over the pond, which is nice. So big up Naughty Boy for that. Good collaboration, that big song. You're listening to FUBAR Radio. I'm joined by my guest co-host Laughter and Sarah DiBundo, of course. But we're also joined in the studio by a guest who's a fucking gram legend, to be perfectly honest with you.
Oh, we can swear, yeah?
Yeah, man. Fuck it. It's Dirty Danger.
Yes. FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, man. How is it going?
It's great, man. You know, finished this album.
Yep. Came out last week, right?
Yeah, two weeks ago. Yeah. But just been on the circuit, man. Just trying to get as much exposure as possible, you know, because it's a deep album.
Yeah. Only for the real. It suggests so, man.
Only for the real.
And even, you know, the single Run.
Yeah.
Is, you know, it's got a very, sort of very, very deep undertones, hasn't it? Tell us about it, man.
So I made this tune Run because it was just like I was just looking at the situations, what's happening in this country at the moment. And even from my life when I was growing up as a young man and the situations that I got into, and it was like hard to escape from it. Like every time you leave your house, you're worried that something mad could happen. Do you know what I mean? And it's even like you don't even have to be in a gang these days.
It's true.
Do you know? You don't have to be a part of it. Trouble just seems to find people.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to put a message out there that these black boys need to stop looking at each other as the enemy because we're really brothers, you know? So that's the main thing I wanted to push out with that song and just get that message across.
Absolutely. Because it becomes tiresome after a while, doesn't it? Exactly. Seeing so many bodies drop, and especially when it seems like, you know, there's always what seems like a cooling off period, isn't there? You don't really see too much of it in the media or even hear about it through the grapevine. And then there just seems to be this spate.
Yeah.
And it's just, it becomes alarming as fuck, especially when they start bringing out the stats that I think kind of scaremonger people, you know, London's crime rate's now higher than New York and all this shit. It just brings around, all it does is, it just creates fear.
Yeah, exactly that.
At every level of society.
And that's why people are carrying all these mad weapons with them, because they're scared. They're scared for their life. But when you don't know what you're doing with a weapon, you end up using it the wrong way and, you know, fatal things happen.
Yeah.
So, it's just about trying to, as a grown man, it's about trying to show the youngers a different way. Do you know what I mean? So that's why I made that track.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And can I ask why you, like, now? Is it because of the current circumstances?
Do you know what? It just apparently happened to be that. Because I made that song a year ago. Mm. I made it a year ago. And then I shot the video last year. Last year, May. And obviously, sometimes happening now.
Yeah, you just don't want it to be just relevant.
Yeah, but it just connects, you know. But it's been happening. It's always happening. It's never stopped. You know what I mean? But now it's just at a different peak. So
yeah,
it just relates even more now.
So is your album, I'm going to go listen to it, by the way.
Oh, yeah, you need to listen to the album, man.
Yeah, is it like, because you said it's deep.
Yeah.
Am I going to hear some grime bangers on there?
Yeah, of course, course. You got a few grime bangers on there.
But is
it's my style, isn't it? Like, I've been a producer since I was 14 years old.
Mm. Yeah.
And my sound is like, it's a grime sound, but it's also my own sound. Sick. Within grime. Like, I mix the two genres together, like hip hop, trap, R&B, whatever. But I bring my sound to grime. Mm-hmm. Do you understand?
So, as you have done for years. Yeah, you know, exactly. you're a genuine grime legend.
Thank
as
you.
You know, from Rough Squad, even, you know, sort of following and helping Tinchy Strider chart as a solo artist.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
the proof of the pudding is in the tasting.
Yeah, man.
as the correct saying goes.
Mm. My second half of the question was,
yes, love,
I know you're going to have grime bangers on there, right?
Yeah.
It's the main question was, you said deep, so does that mean we're going to see like more of you and what you've been through and things like that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I see it as two halves. Like, when you got, like, from the start, it kind of explains my life story, things I've been through, experiences I've been around, I've heard of, stories. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And it shows the growth from like a boy to a man.
Mm.
And then I start having fun towards the end and just experimenting, using my imagination. Just, there's songs on there that are pretty cool to just listen to, vibe to, you know. So check it out.
Yeah.
Check it out. And then you'll know exactly
I'm gonna definitely.
Well, since we're talking about checking things out, I think it's the perfect time to actually check out Run. So if you do us the honour of introducing it to us.
Yes. My name is Dirty Danger. The next track we're going to hear is called Run, produced by me. Vocaled by me.
Sick.
Sometimes you gotta run for the blocks. Sometimes you gotta run from the feds. Sometimes you gotta run from the shots. If you get caught slipping in the off boys' ends. Sometimes you gotta run for the blocks. Sometimes you gotta run from the feds. Sometimes you gotta run from the shots. If you get caught slipping in the off boys' ends. Who does it? Bang, he doesn't. Beat kicks off, man, I ring his cousin. Ring something. Buddies on the floor, nobody see nothing. When the boy, them I come see the man, them I running. Sprint like a runaway slave, we dusting. Man, do crime and the case keep busting. So what's gonna stop another youth from busting? Can't stop another hustler. Hustling. Man been around the door like a dustbin. Grown niggas still wearing that tracksuits. And I ain't never seen him with a shirt or a cufflink. Can't talk to the snitch, can't trust him. Can't talk to the feds, my team. Cause round here, yeah, man, I do the matting. Run for your life, hold the shells, don't catch him. Sometimes you gotta run for the blocks. Sometimes you gotta run for the feds. Sometimes you gotta run for the shots. If you get caught slipping in the off boys' ends. Sometimes you gotta run for the blocks. Sometimes you gotta run for the feds. Sometimes you gotta run for the shots. If you get caught slipping in the off boys' ends.
A block of flat
Two gang members have been jailed for the murder of an innocent schoolboy.
They're running for their lives. Two teenage friends.
They destroyed the life of a young man, but also ruined their own lives.
Now, who got shot? Who got kidnapped? Who got robbed? Who's putting work in? Who's on job?
Yeah.
Who's selling crack? Who's smoking rocks?
And who's that pagan?
Where's he from?
What's his postcode?
What is he on? What? Why is he around here?
Who's he done?
Blood, man can't violate. Nah, that's wrong. When he's 10 man strong, man wanna act tough. Screaming squad, but he ain't that rough. Man get lift, now he can't get up. A man a young thug, but he nothing like puck. Two twos, brock, couple brothers in a brock. Body on the pavement, bullet in the gut. From 16, man, I saw mad stuff. Bad stuff, hope the kids don't live like us.
Sometimes you gotta run for the blocks. Sometimes you gotta run from the feds. Sometimes you gotta run from the shots. If you get caught slipping in the off boys' ends. Sometimes you gotta run from the blocks. Sometimes you gotta run from the feds. Sometimes you gotta run from the shots. If you get caught slipping in the off boys' ends.
Run from the blocks. Run from the feds. Run from the shots. Off boys' ends. Run from the blocks. Run from the feds. Run from the shots. Off boys' ends.
Run from the blocks. Run from the shots. Run from the clock. 10 clones and I'm a free.
Run from the blocks, run from the shots, run from the pop, clip in the off-white end.
All right, all right.
That's Run by Dirty Danger, who joins us in the studio right now. You're right, absolutely. It's really got that old school grime flavour.
Yeah. That's me. Like, that's in me. You know what I mean? As you said, like, that's where I started. Yeah. So I've always got to bring that through when I come through.
Yeah. Well, technically, that's where it started. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? You're one of the founding fathers of grime music as we know it today. Yeah. It's as simple as that.
I was having a conversation about that. They were talking about when grime first started, when they started calling it grime, because we was doing it before it was actually called grime. Do you know what I mean? And then when the term came around, I still wasn't sure what grime was. So when I was going into interviews, they were like asking me, "Oh, what's grime?" Like, I mean, they were telling me to explain grime, and I was like, "I can't really explain it to you because I just make what I make. Yeah. I don't even know what grime is."
Absolutely.
And we didn't even like the name grime because it kind of like tarnished what our thing was. It didn't sound cool. No one really liked it. But then, you know,
stuck, didn't it?
What we do, we turn, they give us names and we turn it around, we make it sound cool, do you know what I mean? So that's what ended up happening with Graham.
Yeah, man. Well, like, all that's left to say is thank you so much for coming through today, sharing your music with us. Obviously, we want to know everything that you're up to, and it's just good to have you making music, you know?
I appreciate
that. And yeah, keep us up to date.
100.
Are there gonna be any live shows?
Yeah, I'm trying to work on a show right now, actually. Just an intimate thing for a while. So once that is like confirmed, obviously it'll be on my Instagram, all my social media. So obviously you lot are invited.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Come down and vibe with me.
There was the Rough Squad reunion, wasn't there?
A few months ago,
Jazz Cafe.
Yeah. Was you there?
No, I didn't get to make it to that, man. I was unfortunately, I think, playing the same night.
Okay.
But we did speak about it at length on this very show.
All right.
I was imagining that might have been the last time you were on stage.
It went down well. Down really well, and we had a whole like live band, and it was quite sick.
Brilliant. Let people know where they can find you on the socials. I know you were just talking to Laughter about look, some problems got there been able to someone, find you.
You know what? I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. You can catch me at Dirty Danger, but with the danger, get rid of the A and put an X.
X in the place of A.
Yeah, and you'll see Dirty Danger. And yeah, only for the real, it's out now. Make sure you get it on all your digital outlets. It's there. You know?
Wicked.
And hit me up.
And shout out to the dickhead that took the original Dirty Danger get it off him.
Don't worry, we'll get that to you. I'm going to catch him in traffic.
It's FUBAR Radio. We're going to be back on the other side of this.
FUBAR Radio presents Sarah Love and My Sticky.
How was your week off?
You know what? I did a gym induction in this last week.
You what? As in, you got inducted into a gym?
Yeah, as in, like, they sort of train you.
And then you don't go back because it's like, oh my God, I've got to do all that.
Basically.
Yeah, but they're still taking money out of my account. I guess I'll go there.
Basically, yeah. I just want to be healthy. Like, I think that's probably the best thing that we can all do to improve our lives. Whoever you are, old, young, fat, thin, ignorant.
Lazy can't, though. Lazy this can't. You can be all of them things, but if you're lazy, you're wasting your money.
Every Monday, Sarah Love and My Sticky.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
It is FUBAR Radio. It's Michael Payne, and I'm joined by special guest co-host Laughter. We just said goodbye to a grime legend. Well, he's not dead. He's just left the room. Dirty Danger just came in, and we were speaking about his brand new album that just came out 2 weeks ago, and his new single Run. You can catch the video on YouTube. You can catch the album on all digital platforms. Right, speaking of like music and stuff, Jammer, another grime legend, is going to be in concert tonight at XOYO.
Yes.
You can expect to see a lot of familiar faces there, trust me.
You going, Laughter?
Yeah.
I'll see you there. I'm going as well. Definitely. Day up on the guest list. We were running a competition last week to see who could grab themselves some tickets. All you had to do was follow FUBAR Radio and tweet. No, and retweet, just retweet. Not even tweet. You didn't even have to think of anything. You just had to press a fucking button.
No effort.
Just touch a button, and you had the chance of being in in the gig in the fucking mosh pit,
not on stage,
like, not on stage, unless you're bad enough to try.
Yeah. Wow, who are the winners?
But the congratulations to Kieran Newman and Alex Brown, who are the winners of the Jammer tickets. I'm sure they get to take a plus one each.
Yes, they do.
Be mad if it turned out that they were each other's plus one.
Oh, that'd be lovely, and a waste of two other tickets. But yeah. Quite sure.
Tickets still make good roach material.
I was the only one touting these tickets. Alex and Kieran
outside. No. Buy or sell tickets. But yeah, that's that.
Yeah, so what else have you been up to?
What have I been up to? All right, over the weekend I went to the Grand National.
What?
Genuinely went to the Grand National.
Have you done that before?
No, never been to the horse racing before, but went to the Grand National and it was actually really sick.
Where is
it? Did you dress up?
I wore a cardigan and a shirt and a pair of trousers. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I'd like to see. We'll look for photos.
Yeah, I was dripping.
Where is the Grand National? Is it Aintree? No,
Aintree. Yeah, Liverpool. Right.
Oh, okay.
But then we had to get a taxi back from Liverpool. Like, what? I mean,
because it was 1 a.m. and you're wandering around a forest.
Now, basically, so the I see what you did there. Yeah. Why do I order?
You have to get a taxi back from Liverpool.
Basically, there was a taxi pre-booked by the company that invited me all the way to the Grand National. Yeah, I'm not going to name the company because I'm not going to promote them.
Oh, okay.
And fuck them, basically. And so basically, I was given this this invitation to Aintree. They've booked this taxi that's going to take us to the station, and then we're going to get a train back from Liverpool.
Mm.
Got a train there, so that's fine. Get outside. They've been babysitting this other guy who they've invited. I'm not going to mention him either, but he's a dickhead. He's an actual dickhead, right? They've been babysitting him. It takes too long to get him out because he's drunk out of his face because he's a lightweight fuck, right?
Well, he's drunk on the train.
No, he gets drunk at the Grand National, right? Okay. So this taxi, we're meant to meet them outside at 6, yeah? Me and my brethren get outside at 5:45, yeah? Mm-hmm. And they get outside at 6:30. Taxi gone, right?
Oh.
Remember, this is a massive, massive event. Taxis are getting moved on, yeah? So he's not really... The guy couldn't stay if he wanted to,
Why couldn't you have just got in it? Never mind this drunk guy.
We didn't know what taxi it was because the guy from the representative of the company had all the details,
right?
So we're now, for 2 hours, stranded in Liverpool, yeah?
No,
to the point where I just had to put my foot down and say, you've got to get us back to London. And I don't care if it means charging a taxi to the company, bruv. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm stuck in Liverpool. I'm not being stuck in Liverpool.
No.
And ended up getting a black taxi.
Oh my
from
God.
Liverpool to London. It cost £450.82.
That's quite cheap, I think, for a black car.
That's what I was thinking.
Wow. It was. But Liverpool taxis run on a different meter.
Okay.
It actually showed me how expensive London taxis are in comparison to Liverpool. Because if that was the other way, that would be at least
about £2,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you know what I mean?
So you didn't pay, but you had
no, I didn't pay a fucking penny.
Okay.
And I made them stop at a service station and get me, like, food. We had to get Costa because everywhere was closed.
As we've learnt from you recently, I don't know if you know about this, Laughter, but Michael went to a cash point a while ago with a taxi company.
Oh my God, I'm having bad luck.
Charged more because of the cash point charge.
Yeah.
What?
For stopping at a cash point.
So,
it doesn't exist. Yeah. Exactly.
That's what
the guy told. The guy fully fixed up his face to tell me that... I said to him, I went to give him the money and he went, no, I went to give him £19, which is what I was told. And he went, it's £21. And I went, where did that come from, mate?
Yeah.
He went, the cash point charge.
Oh my God.
The cash point didn't charge me. He was like, the cash point, it's a cash point, it's a charge to go to the cash point. So I was like, so you're charging me to pay you?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have been able to get the money if we didn't stop at a cash point.
That's a bump, man. You shouldn't have paid it. Did you do it?
I had to. Do you know what the funniest thing was? In fact, no. Do you know what it... Yeah. So, no. I said to him, I'm not giving you £21, but I'd already given him £20.
Fair enough.
So I got robbed of a pound, effectively.
Got robbed of a pound.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the next day, the very same taxi firm, I got another taxi here, and the guy gave me a £10 note that's not even in circulation anymore as change.
Oh.
So I had to go to the bank the next day, looking like some dodgy guy.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Why have I still got old £10?
He doesn't do it.
I don't. I'm very kind of old school in that sense. I still support, like, local cab offices, and I sound dodgy, but I spend a lot of cash.
Yeah.
That makes me sound really,
really
dodgy.
I don't carry cards, I just have cash.
Yeah, basically.
But fair we enough. Feel like there's a reason why they might be behaving like this too, Michael, because a while ago he got in, he ordered a taxi as normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It arrived, it was like an executive car with yep. water and nice stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was only after being driven around for a bit that he realised that he wasn't one of the owners of the company, and they said to Michael, like, oh, so are you? And he's like, no, I don't own this company, I just ordered a taxi.
That is words to mother. That happened.
So,
Natalie and I were standing outside the bar opposite, right, one time. I said, I'm going.
That's probably why it is then.
I'm thinking, why have they sent me this guy? This guy's paying. I'm not getting married. I was thinking, like, this is like the type of shit that, you know, a bride and groom would drive off in. And yep. some white Mercedes, I swear it must have had a ribbon on the fucking bonnet.
White Mercedes?
Yeah. So I jump into this whip and it's just all lit up. I've never been in a Mercedes like this. I'm thinking, that's pretty sweet. So he's driving me home and he's like, he gets to like Angel. And he looks, he looks at me in the rearview mirror and he's like, so as I understand it, you're one of the owners of the company. I'm like, of what company? He's like, aren't you one of the major shareholders of iRide? And I'm like, nah, bruv, I don't know where you got that idea. You just picked me out of up outside a pub on Caledonian Road, for fuck's sake. Like, what type of businessman drinks on Cali Road? And he's like, oh, I really thought. I'm like, that's why I'm eating mints in the back of this car and drinking like Vossi water.
You know what I mean?
That's why I'm getting fanned by this beautiful woman who I don't know. Do you know what I mean? It was weird as fuck.
But that's having said mad. Since then, they found out he's not an executive. He's been having these other issues like cash point charges that don't exist.
Do you know what I mean? You
getting
can't tell.
Normal treatment.
Yeah, that's
normal
it.
People treatment.
Less than normal. They showed me the premium. And now they're just showing me the other end of the scale, I think. It's weird. So that's what I've been up to this week. Yeah. I also went to the... what did I do? I went to the EFL Awards actually on Sunday. Got to present an award to Ryan Sessegnon.
Wow.
Who's the 17-year-old wonder kid at Fulham FC.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said something else.
I won't ask. I think I know. Amazing. Well, he's 17, so that too, maybe. I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
I just got what you thought as well. Right, yeah. He probably is both, to be fair.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? He's going through that stage
that
in life,
age,
I'm sure.
Yeah,
at 17, I was definitely one of those.
Well, I thought you said one dickhead. That's
oh!
What I
mean.
I thought you said
wanker kid. No. Fair enough. I can see why you
I
had
can
that.
See why. Yeah, one dickhead. One dickhead.
Yeah, that makes
brilliant.
Sense, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
No, typical me. I swear.
So yeah, to conclude, that's what I've been up to, and okay. You know, I've had a really good time with you as my guest co-host today.
Thank you so
seriously,
much for coming in.
Thanks so much for coming through. You've been absolutely brilliant. I think you definitely deserve
and
a round.
And you have flu. So well done.
And you have flu. I didn't even think we were going to have the privilege of you staying for the whole 2 hours. But
I don't like letting no one down. But honestly, before I got here, I wasn't there. But when I got in here, it's just the atmosphere and vibrancy. Like, thank you for having me.
No, not
thank
at all. You. An absolute pleasure. Before we go, let people know where they can find you on social media.
So I'm Laughter. You can find me on all social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's at Laughter1, LAUGHTA1, because someone took my name. So that dickhead needs to give me Laughter back.
That dickhead
back.
As well.
Yeah. That's it.
Well, she's been Laughter. I've been Michael Payne. We've also had my regular co-host, Sarah Dibunda. I hope you've had a decent enough afternoon and we'll see you next Wednesday.
And I'm back with the gang, back with a bang. I'm still bang on the block where you hang. Ain't got a trap or thanks to the fans. I just walk in the rave and I make couple grand, fam. I get the place popping. Yeah, them love him. Niggas pay homage when the man them bopping. I can smell weed, walk one, who's shotting. Cup of 3-5, get the gal them buzzing. I'm wine for me, baby. Your body looking like you go gym daily. Them other girls ain't shit full gazy. I'm trying to get you on my wave, I'm wavy. Everything crazy, bricky boy, baby. The feds just free, that's wavy. All my bros coming home one day. Get paid, get laid. Have a bag of baby mothers on a jet.
I see a lot of beautiful girls in my DM. They say, come close, better give it to them. That's right.
still flexing, yeah.
And it's S to the wave, back with a blaze. Free my nigga phase, we tryna get paid. I've been in the streets, now I'm chilling with my babes. Smoking on some lemon, she was blowing on the A's. Talk about the time when we used to go school. S wave, you changed, yeah, you used to be a fool. Late night, me and Bo rolling with a tool. Didn't have many friends, the streets weren't cool. I'm from a hood where, now I can't good here. If my ups don't get scrammed, it ain't a good year. Besides that, we in love with the dough. Young boy up, so he tryna pattern the phone. Nevertheless, these niggas are irrelevant. Them boy don't step out, them boy celibate. I've been on my own, that shit is evidence. Shout out my guys, bust case, like, where's the evidence?
I see the beautiful girls in my DM. They say, come close, like I give it to them. Oh, Lord of mercy, I'm so heavy. They wanna touch me. They see the way I'm flexing, yeah. Girl, away, girl, away. Give me time. Girl, why, girl, why? Give me time. Baby, let me hold you. Put my hands around you. Let me give you love. Give you the strong tea. I see a lot of beautiful girls in my DM.